The group Unspoken with special guest Ryan Dale will be coming to Fulton this weekend, and we're going to talk about it with John Dale, who is with us. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Great.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, John. So tell us a little bit about the event that's coming up, all the particulars that we need to know.
Sure, yeah. So we have Unspoken coming June 16th, which is a Friday. It's not this Friday, but next Friday, to Crossview Church in Fulton, Illinois, for just a great night of music, along with a local product, Ryan Dale, who actually is my youngest son.
Oh, neat.
Who's a worship leader in our area at River Church over in Clinton, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited to have them come in and enjoy a great night of music.
So tell us a little bit about the group Unspoken for folks that aren't familiar with them.
So we can always believe whatever Wikipedia says, right?
Right.
So I did some research on them. They've been around for around 20 years. Radio-wise, they've been around about the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to pull up YouTube, you would see that Unspoken is probably about at least 12 radio hits deep, with a couple number ones through the years. With songs like The Cure and a few others. But, yeah, you definitely would recognize them if you pulled them up on YouTube and saw, I know that song too. So very well-established group in the Christian market.
I was watching during the pandemic, they put on a few concerts online they were during the pandemic just to help people to stay focused on the Lord and to trust, mm-hmm. you know, and him. And it was very cool to see kind of behind the scenes of their band and, you know, how they have a heart for the Lord and a heart for worship. And mm-hmm. so it was very cool to see that. But if you go to their website, unspokenmusic.com, you can get a little bit more information on it. But they're very good.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yep. So, I've been doing this about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so the goal has always been the same, and that's, you know, worship is powerful and it's biblically sound, and that's the goal, is to get people to, you know, be saved potentially.
Amen.
Through music, you know, mm-hmm. and worshiping. So, and good. I have no better reference than to watch my youngest son over the last 7 years grow quite a bit in his singing ability and playing ability and behind the scenes ability with running soundboards and stuff like that. So it's close to home too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really neat. So that John, you said you started this 7 years ago. What prompted you to put on all these different concerts in Fulton?
Yeah, so I have been basically helping out with the bigger shows down in the Quad Cities with a few different people mm-hmm. for probably 20 years or so. And about 7 years ago, they were prompting me, hey, maybe you need to start looking at doing something up in your neck of the woods up in Fulton, Illinois. So about 7 years ago, I went to a couple local gentlemen here in our area who had a building available, and I went to pitch a young Jordan Felice, mm-hmm. who had just released the song The River.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pitched it to them, and they're like, yeah, let's give it a try. And we brought Jordan Felice in when he was just getting started, and we went actually probably a little bit beyond capacity at the church that night. So it was just one of those things that you're like, yeah, I think I'm in the right space. So, so I've been doing about the last 7 years. We've had, like I said, Jordan in a couple times. We've had Cochran & Company in, Colton Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
We had Zach Williams come in as an opener when he was first getting started.
Oh, wow.
And he won a Grammy the following year for our Christian Artist of the Year. So I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
And then, so I have a summer festival coming just to Clinton, Iowa, too, and this summer. And Colton Dixon is our headliner the first night. And my son and I were chatting about what band would be kind of a cool opener for Colton Dixon. And we come up with the Manic Drive name, who's been on the radio a few years ago. And mm-hmm. literally a couple days later, the lead singer for Manic Drive calls me out of the blue to see if they could play in the festival. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to be playing, because we were just talking about you, and you had no idea that we were doing that. So
yeah.
Wow,
it's just stuff
neat.
Like that. That's like, you know, you're in the right space, and you know God's working in it.
That's
really cool. So, John, when is that festival coming up?
So that's called Bound for the Kingdom, and it's August 12 and August 13 in Clinton, Iowa, at the Riverview Band Shell.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Colton Dixon will be headlining night one. Cochran & Company will be headlining night two.
Nice.
And we've got 16 acts ready to roll between two evenings of music. We've also got a couple others, like J.J. Weeks is going to be there, and I'll call him the former lead singer, but I believe he's really truly the lead singer of the Newsboys. Peter Furler is going to be there.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Yeah, and a couple new artists, Cade Thompson and Renee, who are both really good artists, too. And like I said, there'll be several local praise teams part of it, too. So just a great two nights of music. And, yeah, so I'm excited to see that, too.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So, John, do you have a website where people can kind of keep up to date on what concerts you're going to be doing and stuff like that?
Yeah. So we have a Bound for the Kingdom web. It's basically a Facebook page. But if you type Bound for the Kingdom, you'd find that Facebook page. Or just find my Facebook page under John Dale, and you'll see a lot of posts about Christian music that's coming in our area. Like I said, I do probably maybe 3 to 4 shows a year, depending on the year. But COVID was kind of a couple weird years.
Yes.
But for the most part, I'm doing 3 to 4 shows a year. And they're not like super, I'll call like all cool lights and all that stuff, just basic stripped down shows. And the artists are great. They're really cool about coming into small areas too. And I always thank them for that.
Yes.
Cause I know a lot of times they can play bigger arenas and stuff, and I'm always thankful that they come and play the smaller churches too. So
yeah, that's great.
But you can do those either one. I use Facebook quite a bit, so that's probably gonna be the main spot to find me.
Okay, very cool. Well, we're looking forward to it. Unspoken is coming up on the 16th. It's a week from Friday, and that's going to be at Crossview Church there in Fulton. And if you want to get some more details on that, like we said, you could go to johndale.com, and you can find out more about it there. But we're also giving away, thank you, by the way, for giving us the tickets to give away. We appreciate that.
Sure.
And so if you want to win a couple of tickets, you still have some time to enter. You can text the word concert to our phone number, 800-221-9356. We'll send you a link back for a form to fill out. Fill it out, and then we'll do the drawing here in just about, 15 minutes or so from right now. John, thank you, brother. Yeah. Appreciate for what you do, and keep us updated on how we can help promote your concerts.
Yeah, thank you very much for allowing me to come on the radio this morning. It's always cool to get to speak to the radio personalities, too. So, and if they have any further questions for the Unspoken Show, Eventbrite is where they can go for tickets.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
So, Eventbrite. Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Thanks, John.
All right, thank you
appreciate it, brother. You bet.